Today we're building one of those sounds that instantly makes a DNB drop feel like trouble in the best way possible, the old school air horn hit. This is not about making a goofy novelty effect. We're designing a proper impact sound, something short, rude, and mix ready, the kind of hit that can announce a rewind, punch through a switch up, or act like a big red punctuation mark in the middle of a drop. And the big idea here is simple. Think of the horn as an impact object, not an instrument. That mindset changes everything. We're going to tighten the attack, keep the tail controlled, remove useless low end, and make sure it still works when the drums and bass are going full attack. So let's get into it. First, create a dedicated MIDI track and name it something obvious like AIR Horn HIT. Keeping it separate from your drums and bass will make your life way easier later when you start automating and arranging. Load up Ableton's Analog if you want a classic, direct sound with a bit of attitude. Wavitable also works, especially if you want a more characterful, form and style flavor, but Analog is a great starting point for that old-school horn vibe. Before you even shape the tone, leave yourself headroom. You do not want this thing slamming too hot right out of the gate. Aim for the instrument output to peak around -12 to -10 dB before heavy processing. In DNB, the mix gets crowded fast, so starting clean gives you room to add grit later without wrecking the master. Now build the core tone. Use a saw wave as your main oscillator, or a saw and pulse combination if you want a slightly rude, synth brass edge. Keep it simple and aggressive. A good starting point is oscillator 1 at around 70% level, oscillator 2 slightly detuned and sitting around 30 to 40%. That little detune is important because it gives the horn body and movement without making it sound messy. We're talking a small amount, maybe 5 to 12 cents, just enough to get that old school thickness. Next, shape the filter. A low pass filter works well here. Start the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz with moderate resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. You want the front of the horn to feel bright and sharp, but you also want control over the harshness. Now the envelope. This is where the hit starts feeling like a proper stab instead of a sustained note. Set the amplitude envelope with a super fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 180 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you a punchy, compact hit that leaves room for the drums to breathe. In DNB, especially at 174 BPM, that matters a lot. If the sound is too long, it smears into the kick and snare and starts stealing energy from the groove. You can also add a little filter envelope movement so the horn opens quickly at the start and then closes down fast. That tiny sweep helps the hit feel expressive. A filter envelope amount of around 20 to 40% is usually enough. If you're working in wavitable, the same basic approach applies. Use a bright saw-based source, keep movement subtle and don't get distracted by fancy modulation. The first job is still to get a strong, rude mid-range front edge. Now let's give it some attack personality. A classic horn hit often feels more aggressive because of a tiny pitch movement right at the start. You can do this with an envelope if the synth allows it, or just automate a very quick pitch drop. Try starting around +5 semitones and dropping back to 0 over the first 50 to 120 milliseconds. Keep that movement small. If you go too wide, it turns into cartoon territory, and we want rewind-worthy, not silly. After the synth, add saturator. This is one of those devices that can really help the sound sit in a DNB mix. Try 3 to 8 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and balance the output so you're not just making it louder for the sake of it. We want character, not just level. If you want even more punch, add drum bus after that. A small amount of crunch, maybe 5 to 15%, can make the horn feel more percussive. A little transient boost can help too. Again, keep it subtle. The goal is not to turn the horn into a kick drum. The goal is to make it hit like a sound system stab. Now comes the old school flavor, noise and edge. A lot of those classic horn hits have a bit of hiss or grit around the attack. That roughness gives them attitude. You can add that by layering noise inside Analog, or by using a second track with a short noise burst from operator or simpler. If you add noise in the synth, keep it tucked under the main tone. You do not want a full blast of hiss, just enough to sharpen the front. Try a noise level around 5 to 20%, high pass the noise somewhere around 1 to 2 kHz, and keep the envelope short so it only appears as texture. Then use EQ8 to clean everything up. High pass the whole horn around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps it out of the sublane, which is absolutely crucial in DNB. If the horn is carrying too much low end, It will fight your kick and bass, and the whole drop will feel muddy. If the sound gets boxy or nasal, cut somewhere around 600 to 900 Hz by a couple of dB. If it gets painful or too sharp, look in the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz range and make a narrow cut there. That upper mid zone is where horns can become fatiguing if you push them too hard. And that's a good teacher tip in general. If a sound seems exciting in solo but disappears the moment the full tune plays, don't just turn it up. First ask whether the tone is fighting the mix. Usually the fix is EQ, timing, or arrangement space. Now let's think about width. Horns can sound huge, but in club music you have to respect mono compatibility. If the sound disappears when summed to mono, you've gone too far with widening. A light chorus ensemble or simple delay can help, but keep the settings conservative. Low amount, slow rate, mix around 5 to 15%. You can also use echo with very short left-right delay times, almost no feedback, and a filtered repeat so it doesn't clutter the track. My favorite approach is this: keep the main horn centered and solid, then put any extra width or ambience on a return track. That way the attack stays focused and mono-safe, while the tail gets a little space. Always check in mono with utility. Set width to zero temporarily and listen. If the horn still reads clearly and still feels rude, you're in a good place. If it collapses, back off the widening and simplify the effects. At this point, the sound is ready to become useful. Resample it. This is one of the best moves in the whole process, because it turns your synth patch into a proper one-shot. That means you can place it exactly on the grid, reverse it, chop it, or throw it into transitions without relying on live MIDI playback. Route the horn track to a new audio track and record a few variations. Print a dry version, a distorted version, a longer tail version, and maybe one with a tiny delay throw. Play the notes with slightly different lengths too, because you'll often find that one performance has the exact timing and attitude you want. Once you've recorded them, trim tightly to the transient. Cut dead air. Fade the tail cleanly. This is where the sound becomes a production tool rather than just a patch. Now process the resampled hit like an actual arrangement element. A solid chain could be EQ8, then saturator, then glue compressor, then limiter if needed. High pass again around 120 to 180 Hz if necessary, add a bit of drive, and use the compressor lightly, so you're controlling the shape without flattening the front. If you want a dirtier modern edge, a tiny amount of overdrive can work well. Just be careful not to make it fizzy. The horn should still have a clear identity. Now place it in context. This is where the sound becomes rewind-worthy. A strong DNB arrangement might go something like this. 16-bar build-up. Drop lands on bar 1. Horn comes in on bar 4 as a call-out. Bass answers on the next phrase. Then another horn hit on bar 8 to create a mini-reload feel. That kind of arrangement makes the horn part of the structure instead of random deparation. You can also use it one beat before the drop to create anticipation. That tiny pocket of space before the hit can make it feel way louder without turning up the fader. That's a huge production trick. Leave a gap and the hit suddenly feels massive. You can even pair the horn with a drum stop. Kill the drums for a fraction of a beat before the hit, and suddenly the horn lands like a hammer. If you want more tension, try reversing a copy into the hit, or automate the filter so it opens just a touch at the start and closes as the tail fades. You can also send more reverb only on the tail, then snap right back to dry for the next phrase. That contrast is what makes the reload moment feel huge. For a darker or heavier DNB angle, pitch the horn down a semitone or two. Even a small drop can make it feel less playful and more underground. A little overdrive or amp can add broken speaker energy too. But again, keep the definition intact. Another really useful move is to create a second response sound. Maybe a short re-stab, a noise hit, or a chopped vocal style texture that answers the horn. So the pattern becomes horn, response, fill, drop. That call and response energy works especially well in rollers and darker sections, and it keeps the arrangement from feeling static. Now, if you want speed, save the whole thing as a rack. Group the processing into an audio effect rack or instrument rack, and map macros for tone, drive, filter, width, reverb amount, and delay throw. Then save a few versions, a short root horn, a longer reload horn, and a darker distorted horn. That way, when you're arranging tracks later, you can pull up the right flavor instantly instead of rebuilding the sound from scratch every time. Before we wrap up, here are the big mistakes to avoid. Do not make the horn too long. In DNB, it should feel like a stab, not a lead line. Do not let it fight the snare. If the crack of the snare and the horn are colliding, soften the upper mids and move the horn away from every backbeat. Do not leave low end in the horn. High pass it and keep the sub for the actual bass line. Do not overdo sterido widening. Keep the main hit centered, and do not use the horn too often. The whole point is impact. If it happens every few bars, it stops feeling special. So the big takeaway is this. The best DNB air horn is short, controlled, and arranged with intention. Build the tone with a simple synth source. Shape it with fast envelopes, filtering, and light saturation. Add just enough noise and width to give it attitude. Resample it into a one-shot so you can place it exactly where it needs to go. And then use it sparingly, at the ends of phrases, in switch-ups, and in rewind moments where the crowd should feel that something just got reset. If you treat it like a production tool instead of a novelty defect, it becomes a serious part of your DNB drop language.